I don't imagine. Oh, my father attended New Mexico State Military Institute in Roswell, class of 1904, if you can believe that. But and was offered a college scholarship. In fact, was going to be sponsored for medical school, but that didn't come about. Probably family. There might not have been any other really professional people in the family that I don't know. They were businessmen and farmers primarily. But I don't think he went to college, but he was a very high-level intellectual person and encouraged that with us from his children. And my mother, as usually happened in those days, the women could either be teachers or nurses. And so after she finished her high schooling, I guess, in Southern Colorado, she came down to Silver City, what they call then Teachers Normal, prepared young women and I guess a few men to be school teachers. And after a year or so, after a year you could teach, and maybe 2 years. So that was her preparation, which was what was expected of teachers in those days. So probably upper middle class, both sides of the family.
And you had sisters and brothers?
Yes, I'm one of four, two boys and two girls. No, in no way could you say it was planned, but it was. I had there were four of us, and I was the second in, shall we say, the chain of command.
What's your religion?
Episcopal. There's a little church over here in the valley, St. Luke's. It was established in 1916. The cornerstone was laid by a remarkable man called Preacher Lewis, and he was came to El Paso in 1904 from Victoria, Texas. A lot of the families of the valley were immigrating at that time. The Carl Price family, which had a lot of influence in the early village, came from Victoria, and his two kids, Donald and Dorothy Price Roberts, had been baptized by Preacher Lewis and they came to the valley. So in 1916, this was one of a string of about 20 missions established by Preacher Lewis. It was the southernmost. And then when we were children, of course that was in the 20s, it was a small congregation, mostly Anglo farm owners. And many of them were from Methodist or Presbyterian backgrounds, but that was too far to go to church, so they came over to St. Luke's. And my parents were sponsors of a youth group, and my father added a room to our house with a hardwood floor just to have dances every Saturday night.
That's great.
So practically, you know, almost every family in the valley came to the youth activities, for youth activities, and many of the families became longtime contributing members of the church. I'm still active there. I just finished 5 years on the vestry, and I'm instrumental in a lot of the activities, the memorial committee and historian, simply because nobody else knows all of them, stuff like that. But it's been a very much of a addition to my retirement years. I retired from the public schools 1985, and then I continued my work as counselor and diagnostician